Well, the on the floor may be one thing, but Jennifer Lopez is quitting American Idol. You've probably heard about it right by now. She follows on the heels of Steven Tyler announcing he, too, is quitting, returning to Aerosmith after two seasons judging the granddaddy of TV singing competitions. Let's bring in Matt Rausch, the entertainment editor at TV Guide. Well, with all this, Matt, who's going to be left to judge this show?
Well, nobody knows, really, because there's some reports out there saying that Randy Jackson might actually not be sitting at the table, that if he stays with the show, he might be more of a mentor than a judge. And honestly, shaking up the show again probably be the best thing that could happen to the show. 2 years ago, when Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler came aboard, it spiked the numbers for the show, which everybody thought it was going to go into freefall after Simon Cowell left. This is the year. Last season was the year that it kind of went into some kind of freefall. It's still the number one show. I mean, it's going to take a long time for a show this popular to go down to where there's a real danger sign, but last year it did drop considerably, to some extent because of the just this influx of singing competitions that have happened, with The Voice on NBC happening at the same time, and during the fall we have a new season of The X Factor, which is getting some extra buzz now because of Britney Spears. So expect over the next couple of months nothing but rumors until they finally select a new panel. Who's going to take over these seats? Will it be a completely new panel? One thing I do think you'll see happen with American Idol is I think you will see the age come down a little bit. I think to go for more youthful vibe in terms of who's sitting on the panel. There have been rumors of all kinds of people, including the runner-up from a couple seasons ago, Adam Lambert, who would have that kind of flamboyant vibe that Steven Tyler has, and certainly be a lot younger than you're normally seeing on the American Idol panel. Fergie, Mariah Carey, Miley Cyrus, I mean, all kinds of names have been floating around. Means you have a good manager if they put your name in the hat. Doesn't mean that they're actually in consideration, so we'll see what happens, but definitely it's going to be a different American Idol when it comes back around in January of next year.
Well, the continued popularity of the show is an excellent point, Matt, but given all the competition with The X Factor, The Voice, and all these other shows, you think it's time to put American Idol to bed at this point?
Well, Fox will not do that until they absolutely have to, because it fills so many hours for them, and it's still such an audience driver for them during that last half of the season, that it's such an important piece of their programming pie, that it would leave such a hole for the last half of the season that we're not quite there yet. I mean, look at something like Survivor, which has been around for 20 seasons, and it still does well enough for CBS. It's not the powerhouse that it used to be, but these things are still really important on the network schedules. Reality TV has a place. It's not going away, no matter how many people say that it should. The problem with American Idol is it's not the only game in town now, and it's not going to be.
Well, I can't let you go, Matt, without talking about the big premieres tonight. Mr. White is back.
Ooh, yes. Breaking Bad gets more chilling by the season. AMC's Emmy winner, Bryan Cranston, won 3 Emmys in a row. Had to take a year off because the show was off for a long time. But when the Emmy nominations come out again on Thursday, he'll be back in the mix, I'm sure. And it coming back at the beginning of the final season, it's going to be split over 2 parts, 8 episodes this summer, 8 episodes sometime next year, is going to wrap up the story of Walter White, this sort of minchy, milquetoast guy who became a criminal mastermind, and he just... the performance just gets more unnerving by the season, and now he's really sort of owning his criminalness, and so it's pretty great stuff. And that starts tonight on AMC, and its competition is going to be this more like a beach read, this political miniseries called Political Animals, where Sigourney Weaver is playing sort of a twist on Hillary Clinton, only this version divorced her husband, who's actually a bit more like LBJ than Bill Clinton. But the fact is, you're watching the Secretary of State who ran for president, who was a first lady, and Sigourney Weaver is pretty awesome, and so is Ellen Burstyn as her mom, so is Carla Gugino as this reporter who's trying to take her down or at least get inside the family's secrets. And it's just a sort of a trashy, fun romp of a miniseries. It's going to run over the next 6 weeks, and that gives you some choice. Either go really dark and heavy with Breaking Bad, or if that's not your taste, because it isn't everybody's taste, maybe Political Animals will be.
Maybe something for everybody tonight. Thanks as always, Matt. Good talking to you.
Yeah.
All right. Matt Rausch is the entertainment editor at TV Guide.